It's time for Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Brody Bashaw.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ashley Thornton is out with the flu, but Holly Tate is stepping in, and we're glad to have you back, Holly.
Thanks for having me, Brody.
Lots going on this week, as always, in our big little town. Let's start with talking about the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance happening over at Midway High School.
The Midway High School Choirs and the Goaltenders Dance Team will perform a one-of-a-kind production that'll make you want to dance in your seat. Performances are going to be tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. To learn more, visit midwayisd.org/fineartstickets.
Brazos Theater Company Improv is now on two nights, every first Friday and first Saturday.
Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30. This is also a BYOB event. Brazos Theater Company is located at 7524 Bosque Boulevard, Suite Q. To buy tickets, visit brazostheater.com.
The Waco Civic Theater is holding auditions for their production of Shakespeare in Love. That is going to happen on Monday from 6 until 8 o'clock. Lots of actors are needed. Readings will be provided online, and you can find those at wacocivictheater.org.
This Thursday, D.L. Hughley and friends will be at the Grand Lodge of Texas performing a pre-Valentine's comedy show. You might know D.L. Hughley from the original Kings of Comedy that launched him into stardom. Tickets are available online.
Also on Thursday, a gospel sing celebration, Lord Make Me an Instrument, happens at the Tolliver Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. That's at 1402 Elm Avenue.
This event is part of Baylor's Pruitt Symposium and is featuring Dr. Melvin Butler from the University of Miami. This concert will be a free event and open to the public. You can find more information at baylor.edu/pruitt.
Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience is Thursday night. That's from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Waco Hippodrome.
The Liverpool Legends are four talented musicians and actors that perform songs spanning the entire career of the classic early Beatles through the psychedelic era of Sgt. Pepper and the final years all the way through Abbey Road.
And the Waco Hippodrome is at 724 Austin Avenue. You can get more details at their website, which is wacohippodrometheater.com.
And on Tuesday, February 5th, from 3 to 4:30 p.m., the United Way is hosting a grant eligibility information session. This information session will go over eligibility criteria, the United Way's impact framework priority areas for funding, and the steps in the new application process. For more information and to RSVP, visit unitedwaywaco.org. This event will be held at the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce on 101 South 3rd Street.
On Tuesday at the East Waco Library at 901 Elm Avenue, you can celebrate the Chinese New Year. It is the Year of the Pig.
The whole family can join in the fun. There will be snacks and books and crafts to make. This event's from 4 to 5 p.m. and is free to all families who like to participate.
And turning our attention to art, on Saturday, it's the Mi Corazón, My Heart exhibit at the Art Forum of Waco.
For the Valentine's month, the Art Forum is hosting an international exhibits of paintings related to love in one way or another. Exhibits will feature artwork from Brazil, Mexico, and Venezuela, as well as artwork from Texas and New Mexico. This Saturday, there will be an opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. It's free and open to the public. But you can also go by the Art Forum over on 1826 Morrow anytime between Tuesday and Saturday to see the exhibit for the rest of the month.
And a new exhibit opened this week at the Mayborn Museum.
The Very Eric Carle exhibit opened this week and goes through May 12th. This exhibit is inspired by Carle's five Very books, including The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which was one of my favorites, and a play and learn exhibit featuring activities where visitors can jump into the world of insects from the book and discover their stories. For more information, visit mayborrmuseum.com.
One of the first Friday events happening tonight is at Cultivate 712.
The new exhibit, called Touch of Red, is a small works exhibition featuring collectible professional artists. This is a special opportunity to meet critically acclaimed Waco artists. The event tonight is come and go between 6 and 10, and there will be light bites, drinks, and live music.
Holly, thank you for being here. There's always so much to do in Waco, and we appreciate you guys at Act Locally Waco sharing all this with us.
Thank you for having us, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
And a full calendar of events can be found at actlocallywaco.org.